In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about how we manage a team of remote workers, why we don't have an office, will we ever have an office, the pros and cons of working from home. Let's dive on in, but first we've got to cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited to talk about a few of these lessons quick today. I am between calls. I have a bajillion calls booked, and the first one no-showed, so I was really happy because I was like, yes, I can quick record a podcast. All right, so let's talk about this whole working from home, working with a remote team. When I first started this business, I imagined a lot more of it would be in person, and it's interesting because I think that we see so much of Mad Men shows where people are making an office life and an in-person team seem super glamorous. And, I was watching, what is that show? Dream Home Makeover the other day. And even as I watched that show, I was like, oh, that office is so beautiful. It makes me want to have a whole team in person and stuff. But what people don't tell you is how hard it is to have an office and a team in person and how different it is. There are pros and cons to every single model. I want to be clear about that. I'm going to share with you my experiences, but remember, even I may change my mind at some point, especially when I see these gorgeous offices. I'm like, we got to find a reason to have an office. But we have a team that is mostly, or really right now for the last year, 100% remote. Only a couple people have ever been in Minnesota. And it's interesting because there was a period in our business where we had an office and we had, I want to say 7 or 8 people who went into the office every single day. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I didn't like everything about it. I didn't like that there wasn't, much privacy. People could hear you talking through the walls. I didn't like the fluorescent lighting. I didn't like the cubicles. As every time I went in there, I feel like I had PTSD from jobs that we've all not liked, if that makes sense. And so I was like, I can't do this. This isn't going to work. So as soon as we could, we got out of that lease and started working more and more with people from around the world. Now our team is in Canada. We have, Kellyanne in Minnesota. She's our only team member besides our management company that is, in person. Besides our management company, everyone's in different places. We've got Australia, we've got Brazil, we've got the Philippines, we've got, everywhere, New Jersey, Iowa, just people from across the world, which I think is really neat. I'm going to share with you what really helps, but I will say the cool thing is, especially this year, remember that everyone is working remote. Almost 100% of people are working remote, and so this is the norm that people are used to. So I will say, I do think that allowing remote working is a little more progressive in a good way. It allows people to have lives outside of work. I think it allows people to have some semblance of balance. I don't like the idea of someone driving 45 minutes each way to work. That's an hour and a half in the car. That's not time that's usually used for anything. So I'm a big believer, supporting your team with getting them the environments that are going to be the most beneficial to them is huge. So let's put that out there first and foremost. Now, here are some of the ways that we stay in touch with our team and make sure that all communication is on point. Number one, we have a Monday meeting every single week, and that is our touch base. It's usually 30 to 60 minutes. It's interesting because that's only our core team, the people who work on everything on the business every single day. And so those calls are so fun that every week we look forward to it. Anytime that there's that call is canceled, everyone is so bummed. So we love getting together. It's a great time. But that meeting is really important. On, Thursdays, we also have a full team touch base, and everyone except for freelancers and contractors are on that call. And that's always enjoyable too, because everyone gets to get the here's the what's up, here's what we're working on, here's where we're moving the needle. And that's just a nice touch base. Actually, we moved that from once a week to once a month because a lot has been changing in our business. But those touch bases are really important. Now, our core team, I'm mostly going to be talking about our core team, but a lot of these things apply to like freelancers and other team members as well. Our core team, we mostly communicate on Facebook Messenger. We have a little thread called, actually, little team. And what's kind of cool about that is that, you know, it was nice because all of us like to communicate on Facebook Messenger. We all enjoy connecting there. And that wouldn't work for a full-size team. We would use something like Slack for that full communication. We really enjoy Slack for communication. I will not use email. It's a very ineffective and an easy way to lose communication. So Slack is a great option. And we use Franz as a dashboard. It's a free dashboard that holds all of your different software in one place, which is really nice. And then for project management, we now, this is new, but we've moved to Trello, and the way that we've been using that has really helped us to keep our team all on the same wavelength, which is kind of nice. And there's so much that we do there. There's a lot of moving cards every single day, and so without Trello, it was getting more and more challenging to communicate cross department. But now with Trello in place, it's been awesome. I'm just going to say it as it is. It's been amazing. There's a couple more things as well that I think about. For example, we have clear systems in place, but I'm going to share a different side of things because sometimes I feel like people are like, if your systems are absolutely fail-proof, then there's no way that someone can ever let you down. But yet I look at the people who follow that methodology and all of them have this insane burn rate of employees, meaning they burn through people, they burn people out. They believe truly that all people are replaceable. That's actually the entire thing behind a systems-focused business. I've literally watched dozens of successful entrepreneurs but burn through employees, burn people out, burn people literally, not literally, burn them emotionally. So it's really interesting because I've seen it happen over and over again. Systems are great and all, but I think it really only supports if you have the right people in place. And so one of the things that we started focusing on was letting go people that aren't the right fit and really focusing on being with the right people on our team, which I think is very, very powerful. And people may say, like, how do you know who's the right person? You just have this really good feeling like this is going well, this is working well, I enjoy working with this person, we have a long way to go together, which is, I think, amazing and powerful. So I share all of that because I know some of you guys are like, I don't know if I want a virtual team. I'm going to tell you, it works really well. I love that I work from home, so I'm able to, you know, shift a little faster from business mode to home mode with an intentional shift of intent, leaving the office, leaving all the work behind. I really enjoy working from home, but like I said, I do think about getting an office all the time. The thing, though, to remember is build your business according to what serves you. If you want to work from home, if you want to work from an office, if you want a remote team, ask yourself what is going to serve me and my future as the business owner best. And that is how we make all of our decisions. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.